Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good afternoon. I'm your Alaska Live host. I'm Lori Neufeld here in the studio to start out Alaska Live. Anthony Elliott, you're an instructor for the Alaska Cello Intensive this summer. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
And you've brought your cello, and we'll have some of the students that you've been teaching workshops with come in for the second half of Alaska Live. But now we need to get you featured because you have many things on your plate today.
Well, they keep me pretty busy.
I'm doing
a lot of teaching, and we have a recital coming up tomorrow evening, which we're very excited about.
Yeah.
We have a number of exciting works that are programmed, including a great sonata by the Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg that we're going to perform. And we have also some music by the Spanish cellist Gaspar Casado. And then we also have another sonata on the front, which is going to be by the great Sergei Prokofiev.
Great. And that is tomorrow at the Davis Concert Hall at 7:30 with that recital. And come in through the back way at the Fine Arts Center here. No going through the Great Hall. They're redoing that. But the Davis Concert Hall is still as grand as it ever was without the Great Hall right now.
It's a wonderful acoustic in there,
really,
I must say.
Is.
It's a wonderful sounding auditorium. I've had fun rehearsing there the past couple of days.
Yeah. Don't, folks, don't let that construction stop you from coming and enjoying a recital here at Davis. You just can't go through the Great Hall. You got to go around back to get in. Well, Anthony, what do you have worked up for us today for Alaska Live?
Well, I have a little bit of Bach that I could play just to show off my wonderful cello. My cello has been my companion for more than 40 years, this particular cello. And it was made in the year 1703.
Oh,
so it goes back a long, long ways. It was part of the Royal Family of England, actually. This cello has a sort of a storied history. And I often thought it would be fun to put a microphone in front of it and just let it talk.
Yeah.
And let it
right.
tell you about
it would
the
have
people that knew and the composers that it was there for the premieres for. And
it's been so many great hands, I bet, too.
Incredibly so. And, so I know that I feel very privileged. It's a little bit like playing cards with a stacked deck.
Mm.
But I thought I'd play a little bit of a jig from one of the Bach suites.
Great. This is Anthony Elliott on KUAC's Alaska Live. From the Bach cello suites, kind of one of the faster dance movements, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, when I think about the great gift to our repertoire that those suites are, they were written about 1723 or so, and my cello would have been in existence already a full 20 years before those suites were actually written. So
it could have been premiered on this cello, really.
It's possible.
Yeah,
it's
right.
possible. And I wish I knew more about the first 100 or so years. My knowledge of the cello sort of begins I know what happened to it from about 1874 on, but I don't know what happened before 1874.
So this is probably a very prized piece that you have here in this cello. In these workshops, have you handed it over to any of the Alaska Cello Intensive students to be able to play on?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
It's okay, because this is probably on loan to you.
It's one of those things where I feel like I've got to be such a careful steward of it. You know, I know that my lifetime, however long it is just going to be a drop in the bucket compared to the life of this instrument.
Isn't that amazing?
So, yeah, it's really quite something.
It might not even be just halfway through its life. It could
right.
be,
right.
That's just amazing. Speaking of the students, though, what has it been like to be here in Fairbanks with these students, with the Alaska Cello Intensive students?
This has been fantastic. The students have had such a feeling of openness about them, a willingness to experiment and explore. And it's been fun to engage them in conversation outside of lessons, too, because they're not people who are looking at their screens and their phones. They're talking about the might be the sandhill cranes that they saw the night before, or maybe somebody was seeing a fox on the way in, or seeing moose, or this or that. And so they have much more interesting things to talk about than computer screens and iPhones and iPads. And, you know, so it's very, very refreshing.
I love it. And welcome to Alaska, too. I don't know if this is your first time here, but boy, what a treat that must be.
It is amazing. Last night I was out in one of the settings locally where you're able to get a 360-degree view looking out at the Alaska Range and the Brooks Range and so on. And what an incredible setting. And the fact that your sunsets really last such a long time, you can enjoy that late day sun, which is the best part of the sun, really, the late day sun, how its rays are sort of a little bit more almost perpendicular to the ground, and that yields these really incredible hues and colors.
Because you call Michigan home right now, right?
Right. Yeah.
And so sunsets are beautiful there, but they are quick.
Yeah, and the sun goes down and boom, then it's dark, you know. And mind you, it's a little bit later right now than it usually is. But I know I can't complain because I know that in Fairbanks in the wintertime, it may come up around 10 and then go down around 3.
Well, and you ought to come up and see the sun then, too, because it is a beautiful pinkish gold color that you'll never see anywhere else, too.
Mm. So. Wow, sounds incredible.
Well, Anthony, we really look forward to seeing your showcase recital going on tomorrow night. That's Thursday, August 3rd at 7:30, and that's at Davis Concert Hall. And just know that Davis Concert Hall is still in its full glory, just the Great Hall is not the place you enter through. You have to go in through the back. And so you'll be there with some of the students, or this is your showcase recital?
By the way, we musicians go through the back all the time.
Yes, of course.
So it's 100% fine to go through the back door.
That's right. That's right. You'll be entering where the symphony folks usually come in and through where our guest artists always are coming in. So that's tomorrow at 7:30. And then there's the orchestra concert at the train depot on Friday. And will you be a part of that also?
I think I am. I think I'm going to be doing some Beethoven then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it has been a treat to have you here. I think we're going to play something that was recorded from the Alaska Cello Intensive, possibly, because we are going to invite them in next.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Right.
Wonderful.
And, we've got to see you off because you told me at 15 after, now it's 17 after already. So, Anthony Elliott, thank you so much for coming on to Alaska Live.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And up next, we'll hear Denmark, I think, is the one we'll have to hear because it'll give us time to get settled with the Alaska Cello Intensive students. But this is featuring the Alaska Cello Intensive students recorded earlier, maybe at the fire station or the train depot or somewhere here around Alaska. a recording from the Alaska Cello Intensive to give you a idea of what it's like to hear them and give us time to set up for the Alaska Cello Intensive here on KUAC's Alaska Live. Van Levy, you're here by a microphone, and were you part of that recording, and what? Where was that recorded? I know the name of it is Denmark, but that's really all I know about.
Yeah, so I was a part of that recording. It's a piece, Denmark, by Gideon Freudman, and we learned it last year about this time, and then we were lucky enough to play it with the Portland Cello Project when they came up last spring.
I do know something about that because I saw you perform that live on the Herring Auditorium stage, right? With the Portland Cello Project.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that was really amazing. And so that was a recording of what you did with them.
No, I do not believe so. That was a recording from last ACI. So
okay.
Last August.
Yes.
We did that recording in Davis.
Right. And you are performing again with the Alaska Cello Intensive this week, this Friday at the Train Depot.
Yep.
It's so fun. And so are you going to share one of those pieces that you'll be performing at the Train Depot here today on Alaska Live?
Yeah, we're just going to do some little snippets of,
okay.
of all the pieces.
All right. Well, let's hear a first snippet of which piece?
The Bourrée by Paul.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Just gorgeous and lyrical and very fun. The Alaska Cello Intensive students are here at KUAC's Alaska Live and playing excerpt from what they will be playing at their First Friday Orchestra concert at the Train Depot here in Fairbanks at 1031 Alaska Railroad Depot Road at 7:30. And is that about when the passenger train comes in?
I think that's about when it comes in, yeah.
So you will be greeting people from around the world with this great concert there at the Train Depot.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be really fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, how special. And members of the public can come down to the Train Depot and see your show too, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. And this is... you've been doing this Alaska Cello Intensive for a few years. Let's introduce the folks here. We have Rosalie Bertram and Baron Von Amy, Mac Levy and Van Levy, and your Alaska Cello Intensive instructor, Ryan Fitzpatrick, joins you also, right? You're not the instructor. You're the... Oh, Ryan, we got it. Yeah. You are the...
I am the conductor for this particular concert. Yeah, gotcha. But I teach music education here at UAF, as well as cello, and I also conduct one of the youth orchestras in town as well. And so I have some conducting experience for sure. But
yes.
It's certainly pretty neat to be able to conduct an ensemble full of my own instruments. So be quite a few of us.
Were you just conducting in here just now?
No, I'm actually filling in. Some of our parts, we have eight. They move up to 8 separate cello parts. So I'm sort of filling in, and the studio is just not quite big enough to sort of have the 8 separate cello parts. So we're sort of filling in a little bit.
So I wondered about that because it was more of a chamber setting where nobody was conducting. But I did see you queuing every once in a while, it looked
yeah,
like, because
sure.
You probably couldn't keep from it.
Right. It's sort of easy to jump in, get involved.
So you are here at UAF in the string department.
Correct,
along
yes.
with Brian Hall.
Yes. This,
and you teach for the Alaska Cello Intensive also.
Correct, yes.
Is this the first year you've been teaching with them, or you've been...
Yeah, I just moved up here this last August, and it's almost a year now that I've been here and survived my first winter, and it's been great.
Quite inspirational to be able to stay indoors sometimes, but go out and have a good time.
Oh, sure, and at some place like the Railroad Depot, which is sort of unusual, and to be able to greet those people will be sort of a surprise, I think. Yes.
Right. Definitely. Well, welcome, Ryan. And so you are one of the conductors that is conducting the orchestra concert at the Train Depot tomorrow, or on Friday, not tomorrow, but Friday. That piece that you guys just played was really, really fun. And it was a classical piece. And sometimes you guys take pop music or rock music and turn it into a cello piece, or it's arranged for cellos. But in this case, that was a really nice classical piece.
Yeah, it was.
And so there's probably a different enjoyment that you have through exploring music of all genres.
Yeah, you know, it would get kind of boring if we just stuck with classical. And
sure.
So that's why we decided to do a bunch of different genres. Like the next one we're going to play, Oblivion, it's a tango.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's hear Oblivion.
All right.
All right. It's the Alaska Cello Intensive here on KUAC's Alaska Live.
Thank you.
That was a really gorgeous tango, Oblivion. And Rosalie, you are closest to that, Mike. Is there something about the tango that you love?
Different from your typical classical music. It's a little more dissonant, and it's gorgeous, and it's a lot of fun to put together.
Because you get to play some of those real soaring melodies as part of this chamber cello orchestra, and others are plucking, but I noticed you are always bowing in your pieces, in your piece on this chair, right?
Right.
Okay. How long have you been part of the Alaska Cello Intensive, Rosalie?
This is my third intensive.
Oh, great. And so you've traveled all throughout the state with the Alaska Cello Intensive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What did you do today with today's workshops and studies?
Well, this morning we were rehearsing cello orchestra, which we will be playing at the train station on Friday. And then there's an additional cello choir, and we'll be playing those pieces on Saturday.
Great. Well, welcome to the KUAC Alaska Live Studios. I feel like I've seen you here before, for maybe during Pledge Drive. Is that true?
No, I was here last year with another chamber group.
Oh, great. So welcome back.
Thank you.
Baron, do you want to try to get to somewhere where I can? Oh, yeah, just switch places. There we go. Okay. And you can move that mic towards you a little bit, too, if you. There we go. So, Baron, I know that I've seen you here before with your cello at the KUAC studios, and you've been a winner of the concerto competition. It feels like I've talked to you through that, too. Is that true?
Yeah, I won it a few years ago when I was 11.
Yeah.
So.
I thought it was either you or one of your siblings, but it was definitely you at a younger age. And your siblings have been here too with that.
Yeah, my little brother just won the competition this winter. So,
Von Ami is a recognizable name in the concerto competition winning circle there. What is a... The Alaska Cello Intensive, they're known for not only bringing great music to the community, but also you get to study not just with your cello. What's something you've done this week that has been not off of sheet music or not even, you know, centering around cello music?
So actually last night we had a blast. A lot of us went blueberry picking up on Murphy Dome. And then people rode down at high speeds down the hill on their bikes with all the protective gear.
Of course.
Since we don't want to, miss our concert. And then they rode to one of the family here. They have a farm out on Murphy Dome. And so we had a bunch of great food and a campfire. And we made little tiny blueberry pies with the blueberries, and we had a pie eating contest. It was no hands. We just put them all on a log, and everybody, you know, just knelt down around it, and we said go, and we all tried to see who could eat their pie the fastest.
Can you reveal who the winner might have been?
Well, I think that Hank Zahai,
Zahai,
he won
yeah.
the first round.
Uh-huh.
Mac Levy also did very well.
Oh, yeah, Mac's here. So we'll have you sing your praises while you're sitting over in the corner without a microphone, Mac. Anthony Elliott is one of your instructors, and he was just on playing one of the Bach solo cello pieces. And he was also talking about what a joy it is to be with this group and to see that you guys are interested in so many things other than just your cellos and your phones. Mm-hmm. So that's just an example of that. Blueberry picking, making them into pies, pie eating, very fun. And bike riding, very fun. Do you know the next piece you have? And maybe you can introduce that.
Yeah, this is the next piece we're going to be playing is, it's called Abendlied.
Nice.
Or an evening song.
And an evening song.
Yep. And it was originally a choral piece. Yeah, we're playing it on cellos instead.
Thanks, Baron. I'll let you switch back because your music is probably best in front of you, not beside you. That was an evening song is what that was called, right?
Yep, that's right.
It's really gorgeous. It's Alaska Cello Intensive here playing on KUAC's Alaska Live. And they're in the midst of their summer series of workshops. And the public can go to the Anthony Elliott Showcase Recital tomorrow night at Davis Concert Hall at 7:30. And then at 7:30, First Friday Orchestra Concert at the Train Depot. And then by next week, a week from tonight, you'll be back in Davis Concert Hall for a senior cello recital. So lots of things going on, and that's not even the half of it. So, Matt, can you extricate yourself from the corner there? I've got Mac Levy here. I know that you've been a part of the Alaska Cello Intensive for a few years now.
Yeah.
How many years have you been participating?
Ever since it started. I'm not sure how long that is.
Sure. Because your parents have been huge movers and shakers in starting this this series of workshops and these classes here in Fairbanks.
Yep, my mom is quite the workhorse in keeping the cello community alive in Fairbanks. She's been able to bring many wonderful instructors up and create this program.
Yeah, I want to thank Becca Levy, your mom, for making this happen today, and for continuing that Alaska Cello Intensive through the summer and the winter. And I was just thinking while Baron was talking about what you guys did last night about, you know, writing down Murphy Dome and the pie eating contest and all this, about some of your winter antics that I've seen. And one of those I remember, Zuul Bailey was met by you guys before he even touched down in his plane landing, because you guys went out and plotted a cello.
Yes, that's right. We went out into the farm fields below UAF's West Ridge and using GPS and plotting points. One of the cellist's parents here at ACI plotted the outline of a giant cello jack-o'-lantern a few hundred feet long on the field. And this was right when we had just only about 1 inch of snow.
Which is perfect for drawing in.
Yep, and so we hopped on our fat bikes and dragged tires around that outline and tilled up the snow so it brought out the dirt. And from Alaska Airlines, as you're flying in, you can see those fields well. And there was a giant cello jack-o'-lantern.
Zuul will remember that and talk about that forever and ever, I'm pretty sure, because he was very impressed.
I hope so. We sure had fun.
He talked about it on Alaska Live when he was on, and it was a really fun story, and he seemed very honored to have that. And just like Anthony Elliott is so impressed by your group that, you know, you're not just interested in playing cello well. You're interested in that, but you're also interested in the finer things like ice skating down a road. I also saw that on a video that you guys put out. You're ice skating down Murphy Dome Road, it looks like, or down Goldstream Road, possibly.
Yeah. Well, at the Alaskan Cello-tensive, my mom has also been very helpful in creating lots of fun media for us. We get to participate in making videos and recordings and that can be published. And also, one of the important things as cellists that we've slowly figured out is that, you know, life as a musician is not always just music. Having exposure to, you know, the world and tons of activities, becoming a well-rounded individual is incredibly important for your music making. And all the activities after the day is over here at ACI help, you know, shape people to be better human beings and have better music.
Mm-hmm. So did you pick as many berries as went into your winning pie eating contest pie? Or did you pick more berries?
I probably picked a little more than went in my pie.
Nice.
These are not full-blown pies. We're not all bloaches around here, so we don't want to overeat.
Right. You got to be able to drag a tire behind your fat bike.
Yeah. Got to be able to run around.
And you got to be able to put your cello on your back, because that's how you carry a cello these days. You carry them in these backpack type cases, right?
Yep, we got mm-hmm. cello cases with backpack straps.
And that's what I saw on the video of you guys ice skating down the road, is you had your cellos on your backs. You not only had skates on, but you had your cellos on your backs.
Well, we had our cello cases on our backs.
Okay.
No cellos were involved in the making of that video.
Because you could definitely harm a cello with a wrong skate towards the ditch.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And playing hockey with overall is a very brutal sport, so right. Involving a cello in that is probably a very, very bad idea.
But the cases are supposed to be rock solid and protect them, so you're good.
It was all for show, you know.
Yeah. Excellent. Speaking of show, what is something that you're really looking forward to in some of your shows coming up here with the Alaska Cello Intensive?
I'm pretty excited to play. We have some recurring songs that we keep bringing up just because they're so much fun. One of them is Uptown Funk.
Yes.
And we've played that long enough now that everybody has rotated parts. So we are all playing completely different music than we're used to on the same song. So it's kind of bringing it into a new light for all of these players.
Right, that freshens it up for you. You don't have to play the same thing you played last year or the year before.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're also doing a few beautiful new pieces and some smaller, shorter, fun ones. We're playing The Bare Necessities from The Jungle Book. That's a cute little one.
Yeah.
And we've got a whole binder here. So.
Cool. Well, what are you playing next here on Alaska Live?
We are playing the Pizzicato Polka by Johann Strauss.
Great. Thanks, Mac, for stepping away from the corner there and extricating yourself from the music stands and such. And this is the Alaska Cello Intensive here on KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. And if you'd like to see these folks live in concert, you can catch them at a First Friday Orchestra concert at the Train Depot. That's this Friday at 7:30 at the Alaska Railroad Train Depot. Van Levy, I did not see one bow out in that whole scene here with the cellos. Not one bow.
Nope, not one bow. Hence the name Pizzicato Polka.
Right.
So all pizzicato.
So all pizzicato. Describe what you were doing there to make the pizzicato.
Yeah, so you don't have a bow. You grab the string with your finger and pull it sideways and then let it go.
Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So it makes a... Okay. More of a just one note, no bowed over the strings.
Yeah. So you can't slur. It's just one note. It's basically like a piano.
Oh, that's a good description. It's more like the hammer hitting the string.
Yeah.
Great so piano. You turned the cello orchestra into a piano.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Are there a few of those polkas or a few of those pieces that have been arranged for cellos like that were originally written for piano?
I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
I don't know of any, though. Like, I don't know if this was arranged or... Yeah, this is an orchestra piece. So
oh, okay.
It's arranged
those,
for cello.
Gotcha, yeah. So
it's
an orchestra piece arranged for cello. And are there some pieces that these days... being written for cello orchestras, or mostly is it just these folks taking and arranging pieces that are already written?
Yeah, it's more the arranging, and we're kind of stealing other people's artwork and just making it our own.
Yeah.
But that sounds kind of bad, but no. It's just, we're essentially, it's more the arranging.
Yeah, putting the cello spin on just about anything.
Yeah.
Whether it's jazz, rock, or classical, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing that with the cello. There's so many ranges that it actually works.
So. Yeah, because some of you are playing the lower range, some of you are playing the higher range. It kind of gets passed around.
Yep.
Yeah. So cool. I know that we have Eleanor Rigby, the recording here, and we can maybe play that. Does that sound good? Do you know where this was recorded or when this is from?
Yeah, the Eleanor Rigby recording, that was from last August.
Okay.
And we recorded it in Davis Concert
Hall. In Davis.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to that real quick. Yeah. And this included all 8 or all 20 of you, or
yeah.
How many
there
of
about,
you?
There are about 20 of us.
20 of
yeah.
you on stage
yeah.
at Davis Concert yeah. Hall. And this is from last year's Alaska Cello Intensive. So we'll listen to Eleanor Rigby, and we'll be right back with the Alaska Cello Intensive on Alaska Live.
Thank you.
a recorded version from last year's Alaska Cello Intensive Concert at Davis Concert Hall. And they'll be having another recital at Davis Concert Hall next week, a week from today at 7. That's the senior cello recital. And the Alaska Cello Intensive joins me here, just members of the Alaska Cello Intensive. There's many more of you that will be on stage and that are part of these workshops this summer. Yeah. Van, why don't you introduce real quick again who we've got here?
Yeah, so I'm Van. We have next to me Baron, and then the orchestra conductor, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then Mac Levy and Rosalie Bertram.
Great. And you're part of the senior cello recital. What does it mean to be part of the senior cello recital?
So this is Mac Levy, my brother. He's a senior, and it's all him. He's our senior, and that's his recital. It's just a chance for him to play things that he's worked on throughout the year, and kind of a handoff to all the teachers that have helped educate him. And then he's going to Rice University afterwards.
Congratulations, Mac. You will have many more performances coming up all over interior Alaska. You head down to Eielson Visitors Center in mid-August, mid-month, and you also play at Tonglen Lake and the Denali Princess Wilderness Lodge in mid-August and at the Visitors Center. So plenty of time in the Alaska range for you, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you have a finale for us, and Van, you're so lucky to be sitting by the microphone. You get to introduce a few pieces.
All right, so our last piece is Liberty Bell by John Philip Sousa. It was originally a piece for marching band and was arranged for cello.
Great. Wonderful to have the Alaska Cello Intensive here for today's Alaska Live. Thank you so much, you guys, and we'll see you at the Train Depot for your first Friday orchestra concert. That's on Friday night, Friday.
And then on Thursday is Professor Anthony Elliott's concert,
7:30. Yes, and that's in Davis Concert Hall. Yep. And just know that you have to make your way in through the back because the Great Hall is under some construction. So thank you so much, you guys. Yep.
Thank you.
Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.